Have your say. 1300 872 911. Macca's Talking Cairns. Classic hits. 846 4CA.
Oh, now, this will take you back a few weeks in time. This was about Too Good Road. You might remember when the move by what some people said were nervous Nellies to have the 60K brought back to 50K. And people said, oh, soon they'll have people with red flags walking in front of cars because they're so nervous about travelling at anything like a normal speed. Well, that was some of the reactions. Other people said, oh, no, it's really dangerous there because of one particular intersection or whatever. But there seemed to be a significant number, possibly a majority of people saying, come on, it's fundamentally straight the whole way. Then it was pointed out that there is a bit of a sharp bend down at the Mulgrave Road end. So it was a little bit confusing at that stage. Chris Calcino wrote this in the Cairns Post Now. A crashed motorcyclist sprawled across the bitumen could spell the end for a fiery push from residents to increase the speed limit on this suburban Cairns Road. Paramedics were called to the corner Too Good and Erang Street in Warree. That's at 9:56 a.m. yesterday after a motorcyclist crashed, came off his bike. The man in his 30s sustained head injuries, taken to the hospital in a stable condition. Now, Warree residents have been campaigning for the council to overturn a recent decision to reduce the Too Good Road speed limit from 60 to 50 k's. The limit was slashed due to complaints from a few residents and the statistic of five recent crashes, now six. With this most recent incident, residents have come out in opposition to the shift with petitions and multiple phone calls to Cathy Zeiger, the Division 3 councillor. Now, the lead petitioner is Anne Kerr. She argued Too Good Road was mostly a straight, wide road with wide shoulders and wide footpaths and warranted its former limit. Their campaign had been on the right track with Ms. Zeiger telling a recent council meeting change was needed. I've got Cathy on the line. Here's somewhere. There she is, the Division 3 councillor. G'day, Cath.
Morning, John.
Can you just talk to us about where this bingle has happened? What was it, near an intersection?
Yes, it's near Erang Street, so it is the lower end. So if you were coming from Mulgrave Road, heading up, you go past, you've got the shops there, you've got Kalana Pharmacy, then you've got another set of shops on your left-hand side, you've got some units, and then you've got a street on the left. So it's right near a bend. So that is a high crash zone. And look, I hope the guy's okay. It's horrible to hear that he's, had some head injuries. But it is, that end of Too Good Road is a problem. And the officers are, very risk averse and have decided to make the whole street 50 k's. And I know, look, I had to pull myself up at least three times this weekend. I was doing 60 up further up high. Mm. It is really challenging to do 50 further along. So it is not going to help the case of getting that speed limit lowered, even though I put forward, something I've spoken with a lot of the residents and also our officers. If we could just make, there's an intersection there with Windara Street, just after the ex-aged care home. If you could just perhaps, once you hit Jasper Street, perhaps then go to 50. But that top section is very challenging at 50. So, if they could maybe not make the whole road 50, but split it a little bit. But I'm not sure how this is going to go now. We've got this crash happening.
Oh, well, obviously, what you're saying deserves attention, deserves consideration. Whereabouts, how far up is Windara Street? Sorry.
Windara Street is about a third of the way up Too Good Road if you're heading from Mulgrave Road.
So you're saying two-thirds at 60, one-third at 50.
Yeah, or even half, John. Mm. Go a little bit further up so the people have got time to break before they get to those lights. Mm. Because we do have a couple of schools along that road, so it is quite a busy intersection at times. But it is challenging. But of course, representing what the residents are after is my job. Mm. So they really want it to be reconsidered. Mm. But of course, and most of them agree that lower section where this incident has occurred does need to be 50. But yeah, it's very contentious, John.
Yeah, well, you made that point when we first spoke about this, that it was obviously that lower end down at Mulgrave Road. Look, the point is, this is what Chris Calcino says. Residents have come out in opposition to the shift with petitions and multiple phone calls to the Division 3 councillor, Cathy Zeiger. There seems to be a significant body of opposition to reducing it to 50 k's for the
exactly
whole length.
Right. Mm. Yes, and whilst, we do have to keep people's safety in mind, You know, I'd be willing, you know, I'd love them to look at other ways of slowing people down. You know, I'm looking to get a smiley face put along.
Oh, yes.
You know, smiley faces.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be particularly productive.
Yeah.
Because I know myself, I'm coming along and, you know, you're focused, you're task focused. Where am I going? Mm. Oh, bother, I'm going 60. Mm. That'll pull you up. And so looking to get something like that installed. You know, that's something easy that everyone looks at that's not. And it will also record data of how fast people are going.
Yeah.
So I think that would be particularly helpful.
I think those smiley faces are really effective. But funnily enough, I think there was one on the Esplanade near the hospital. It was there for quite an extended period of time. Then it disappeared, but there was no change in the road condition. I don't know why they took it away.
No. Often, well, we can move them around. So I've got quite a few on the south side. I've got a few extra in White Rock at the moment. Mm. And one on Treetops Drive, which I'm going to move over to Angela Street in Waree, because Treetops has been going very well. Mm. And because it's going well, we can move it over. So, and then, of course, if it heads back up, we'll put the smiley face. People get very attached to their smiley faces, John. I have to tell you.
Might be the only smile they get in the period of their day.
I know. I said to the boys, I said, oh, we're going to move this one over. I said, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. So we don't have the budget to buy a new one. I said, all right, as long as it's temporary, they're going to get upset.
Are they bloody expensive?
They can't. They're not overly expensive. They're very... the technicians, if anything goes wrong, we have to send it away.
Okay.
So there's no local guys that can work on them. So, yeah, they're a bit of a pain that way. But, look, I love seeing a smile when I drive along. You know, it's great.
More than you get at council meetings, maybe.
Sometimes, lately, yes.
All right, Kath, good to talk to you. Thank you for the update.
Thanks, John.
That's Kathy Zeiger, the Division 3 councillor, with the time now on 7 minutes to 10.